Welcome to the Successful Farming Podcast. I'm Jody Henke. This podcast is brought to you by Case IH. Everything Case IH makes is designed, engineered, and built by farmers.
Jane Marshall's knack for assembling triangles and squares into beautiful quilt patterns is only trumped by her ability to piece together people, resources, and opportunities in her community. The sound of metal dragging on pavement rose above the traffic noise on a sunny afternoon. Everyone in downtown Eaton, Ohio, continued about their business as a flatbed semi searched for a place to pull over and retrieve its rogue ratchet strap clinking down the street. Except Jane Marshall. Before the driver could get out, the broad-shouldered, silver-haired woman pulled the strap out of the road and began winding it up. Within a few minutes, the semi was back on its way. To a truck driver passing through an unfamiliar town, the kind gesture may have been stunning. Unexpected, at least. However, to locals, there's nothing surprising about Citizen Jane helping a stranger. For Jane, it was just Wednesday. She has the heart of a servant, says farmer and Preble County Commissioner Rachel Vonderhaar.
She has the heart of a servant. Her faith is exhibited by the choices that she makes. There's no doubt about it. And she is a leader at Bible Study Fellowship. And she's done that for years and been impactful and encouraging to the women of her small groups. But not just the small group, anyone she comes into contact with. How can she help? She's looking to be supportive and always to have the hard conversations when needed.
Jane was raised the oldest of four kids on her family's 200-acre farm in Preble County, Ohio.
I was the one who took care of everything when Dad was gone. I don't remember not driving a tractor, and I learned to drive a pickup standard, no less, in second grade.
When her father wasn't in town working for the highway department, Jane spent many hours farming with him.
You know, we were talking earlier about people who just get everything done, that they, you don't even know how they know how to do what they know how to do. And that was my dad. Problem solving was the order of the day. And you used what you had. I mean, he held hog houses together with license plates. If the sow was tearing the corner of the hog house out, he would bend a license plate around it and stayed together. My dad had a saying, can't never did anything. I subscribe to that.
No one in her family had been to college. But in 1981, she moved from rural Preble County to Columbus to study agriculture engineering at The Ohio State University. Just 100 miles from home, she experienced culture shock as one of a handful of women in her major.
Here at home, I never heard girls can't do blah. Never heard that. I never heard Jane can't do blah. Never heard that ever from anybody. And in fact, the opposite was probably true. I got a lot of looks when I would do stuff. Like I went and loaded my own feed at the feed mill. That didn't happen. That a female, and especially a young female, would go do that. It just didn't, there wasn't much of that done. Mm-hmm. The guys would always do it, but I always did whatever the guys did.
Farming had shown Jane the value of teamwork from an early age. Life wasn't divided by boys' jobs or girls' jobs.
I think you better go wherever you need, wherever you're needed to do the work that is at hand, whatever that is. And that's how I grew up.
After graduating and returning to Preble County, she was introduced to her life's most important teammate. A few weeks after meeting on the way to a farm show, Thomas Marshall invited her for a combine ride at his family's dairy. In December 1987, the couple was engaged. They married in March 1988. By then, Jane had been promoted from youth leader to caseworker, serving the families of neglected, abused, and troubled children at the Preble County Children's Home. It was challenging work. Jane credits her years with the children's home for helping her learn to problem solve with people.
You just had to be creative. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to be creative in life. I can't just let it happen. How do we make it? How do we fix it? How do we make it better? How do we make it whatever in the system of what we're living in.
In 1990, when the Marshalls' oldest daughter, Caitlin, was born, Jane resigned from the children's home to be a farm wife and mother full-time. Their second daughter, Mariah, was born the next year. Despite her new role, there wasn't much stay-at-home about Jane's approach to motherhood. An effort to build homes around the Marshalls' farm, 10 minutes outside of Eaton, and near the farm where Jane grew up on the other side of the county, caught her attention.
They tried to put a subdivision up there, and these are on little township roads where there's no sewer, there's no water, there's no nothing.
Encouraging a large number of people to live at a distance from emergency services, schools, and other community institutions was a poor use of resources, Jane believed. She got involved, filling her calendar with meetings to understand what other people were thinking. Ultimately, the developments were stopped. In the process, Jane and others worked to establish lasting change, preserving farmland, and stewarding shared services.
She's been a strong advocate or supporter of preservation of agricultural land and helping to have that conversation in our community, encouraging the preservation. We have a rule we all refer to as the 40-acre rule. And with that, if you want to build a house in our community, and you want to do it on fertile land that's currently being farmed, you're going to need to buy 40 acres to do that. Outside of wanting a smaller parcel, then you're going to need to buy something that's already pre-zoned or is not currently farmed. And she, for years, has been a strong advocate on that topic. And when we look at the times when the economy has the downturns in it, ag is the foundation of every economy.
To the men and women at Case IH, farming is a way of life, a life they live every day on millions of acres across North America. Get to know the farmers who work at Case IH and see how they bring that perspective into everything Case IH does. Visit builtbyfarmers.com to see their stories and even share your own. Built by Farmers, Case IH.
More challenges faced Preble County residents in the 1990s. Neighboring Montgomery County, which includes the city of Dayton, was considering multiple sites along the Preble County border for a new landfill. The Marshalls didn't own any property on the county line, but the proposal didn't set well with Jane.
Be a good neighbor and put the landfill in the middle of your property. Don't put it right on our border. Well, they had multiple sites, and they... But a lot of them were on the Preble County line. So if this is Montgomery County, or if this is Preble County and this is Montgomery County, they were going to put it right up against here where there is no Montgomery County between the landfill and Preble County.
Jane's friends, a young newlywed couple, lived in the middle of one of the proposed sites.
And they didn't even know what to do. How do we develop? How do we... do we build a barn knowing that we might lose it? What do we do? Mm-hmm. Do we improve the house? And I thought, that's just awful. So, and then I started thinking about it from Preble County's standpoint. And so I called a meeting because my theory is, if you don't know what to do, put more heads together and all of you together will come up with something to do.
She called a meeting.
Even on your best day, you can't do it by yourself.
At the meeting, Preble Cares was born. Jane was elected president, and a local man stepped up to be treasurer. They needed a secretary.
Who's going to do it? We need a volunteer. And there was, 40 people in the room. And this little lady, Liz King Jones, stood up. I'll do it! I didn't know her from Adam. And they just moved to the county line, and one of these sites or two of these sites were just across from their house.
The two hit it off. This was the first of many projects Jane and Liz would tackle over the years. Aside from being a proud Preble County resident, Jane didn't have skin in the game, but she took her role seriously. This was probably 3 nights a week of meetings, if not 4, she recalls. If she believes there's an injustice, Jane will take action to follow her convictions, says Preble County Attorney Mary Warwick. While Thomas and Jane were at the hospital for the birth of their third daughter, McKenna, the phone in the room rang. It was Liz with the news. Montgomery County decided not to site a landfill. As the kids grew, they attended meetings, watched their mother write letters to the editor, and raise money for causes that mattered to Preble County. Family milestones are intertwined with community service. There was the campaign to prevent year-round school when Mariah became school age. Through her pregnancy with Matthias, Jane served on the fair board. JP completed the family in 2001 and went to many Farm Bureau and Preble County Mental Health Board meetings as an infant. The Marshalls' home was bustling with five children, but Jane found room in her heart and time in her schedule to care for more as a court-appointed special advocate, or CASA, in the juvenile court system. CASAs act as the eyes and ears of the juvenile court judge and meet with all the people involved in the case, kids, parents, foster parents, caseworkers, and recommend to the judge what is in the kids' best interest, explains Mary. Mary, a former director of the program, notes Jane is one of the county's longest-serving volunteers. Youth have benefited from her plain-spoken approach and dedication to finding the best answer for each child.
She's always been an advocate for others, advocating to help someone improve their life, speak up for themselves, get educational pieces that they need, just if they need food or a blanket. I mean, she's a quilting machine.
By 2002, Jane had developed a reputation as a problem solver. She'd learned about zoning and public records. One day, she got a call from a concerned local. The county landfill was considering a lease to a large waste company.
Premise was that they'd fill our existing landfill and then they would expand into the south. They weren't going to buy it, they were going to lease it. So then Preble County would be responsible for the cleanup.
The hair on the back of her neck stood up at the thought of what this could mean for the county in the future. Despite her regular presence at Preble County Commissioners meetings, this phone call was the first Jane had heard about the lease. Her phone kept ringing, so she organized a meeting.
To the men and women at Case IH, farming is a way of life, a life they live every day on millions of acres across North America. Get to know the farmers who work at Case IH and see how they bring that perspective into everything Case IH does. Visit builtbyfarmers.com to see their stories and even share your own. Built by Farmers, Case IH.
A crowd gathered at the fairgrounds.
It was a full house. People were just up in arms because how dare they want to lease our landfill? I mean, this is local. This isn't from on high or anybody. This is our county commissioners wanting to do this. What are we going to do about it? Well, let's create a committee. Who's going to be president? Well, I think that better be you, Jane. And then Liz became the treasurer, so we created a committee. And at the end, you know, you always have a meeting after the meeting or you're walking around talking to people. I've never had this experience before, but so I was carrying my papers around. So people came up to me and I'm talking to you and they'd pick my thumb up and they'd put money under it. And I've never seen anything like this before. And they just kept putting money. And we raised probably $500 just that day.
It felt like a scene from It's a Wonderful Life.
It's that can-do attitude that she has shared with me and with our community that makes the impossible seem possible. She's always kind of thinking how these puzzle pieces fit together.
As president, Jane united a diverse group of people to take action.
We had people that had never worked together working on this. Never worked together. That were pretty much on most issues diametrically opposed, but y'all come to the same place to work on the same problem.
Some of Jane's contributions to the community come with a title. President of Ohio AgriWomen, Habitat for Humanity Treasurer and Chair, County Commissioner, Bible Study Leader, Congregation Song Leader. However, many of her roles can't be summarized simply. She has made an untold number of quilts for people facing illness or suffering loss. Help comes from her wide circle of skilled sewing friends, but there's always room for more hands. We always need someone to iron, Liz says with a smile.
It's always nice to swing in and work on a quilt with her and have some meaty conversations about how to problem solve things in the community. She's always willing to help.
One day, it may be a farmer who has questions about a permitting issue. The next day, it's a request for her famous pretzels at a local event or help memorializing a loved one with a quilt. Maybe it's a friend who needs a listening ear.
The journey she will take to be supportive.
Yeah.
And if that journey, I mean, it might be a physical journey, it might be an emotionally supportive journey. Mm-hmm. But like you said, the backbone to stand beside you, to help walk through the hot coals, she's the gal.
Thanks to Case IH for sponsoring this episode, and thank you for listening. For Successful Farming, I'm Jody Henke.